Albert Eiler was a renegade even for the 1960s, a modest man with a wild saxophone style that exploded into dense jazz improvisations. His playing foresaw the hardcore punk and alternative rock styles of more recent times. In fact, a new generation of mostly rock fans is discovering Eiler's music thanks to the reissue of the original recording, several tribute CDs, and a new documentary. Howard Mandel prepared this report.
My name is Albert Eiler. I played back when I was about 8 years old. My father, he made me play the saxophone and so forth.
These words open Albert Eiler's 1963 debut, My Name is Albert Eiler. They're also in the new Swedish documentary of the same title.
I had always wanted to come to the Scandinavian countries. I'd heard a lot about the Scandinavian people.
The film's director, Casper Collin, thought there was a good story in the Black American's apprenticeship touring Sweden with dance bands in 1962. The confusion his intense originality prompted for musicians and listeners alike, and his triumphant return to Northern Europe as a headliner with the touring Newport Jazz Festival in 1966. Casper Collin was unsure, though, of how to create a portrait of this musician found floating in New York's East River, evidently a suicide, just 4 years later. Then he discovered some extraordinary footage.
And that is the beautiful shot of Albert naked from his chest and up. It's like a 30 or 40 seconds long shot, but he's just looking into the camera. And he has beautiful, burning eyes. This was in 1998, and I strongly remember when seeing this for the first time. You know, I had been listening to his music for quite a long time, and then seeing him looking at you, it was very, very moving. So I kind of decided then, if this is the only footage, we try to make at least a small film.
Instead of a small film, Collin persisted in his research and came up with a 79-minute movie. He interviewed Eiler's Swedish colleagues and girlfriend, his American collaborators, including drummer Sonny Murray and bassist Gary Peacock, and eventually traveled to Cleveland to meet Eiler's then 89-year-old father and his surviving brother. The film My Name is Albert Eiler depicts a man of pure vision and aesthetic daring, mostly misunderstood in the jazz world, the pride and despair of his family and friends.
I was living pure frustration like a madman, like a madman. I was up in my room when I went to Cleveland playing, and I was beating like this on the floor. Then I go downstairs. My mother said to me, "I don't think you are my child." When I was in the hospital, the man must have made a mistake and give me the wrong baby. Made me cry. I cried, but I thought, I said, nobody understands what music, what I'm trying to do, and I'm trying to understand it. And it was like very shaky situation.
Eiler's mix of ingenuous simplicity and improvisational fervor has found a hard core of fans. Mark Webo, one of the most acclaimed progressive guitarists on the New York scene, comes out of a rock, rhythm and blues, and no-wave background, and asserts that Eiler's language is a jazz beyond jazz.
The chord language of his compositions goes between the tonal language of spirituals, of military marches, and occasionally of blues. It goes between there and pretty dense atonality without ever stopping in between at bebop, let's say.
Mark Webo put together this band called Spiritual Unity to celebrate and transform Eiler's music. Vinnie Golia, a composer and multi-instrumentalist at the center of the Los Angeles post-jazz scene, is one of the voices on another tribute album, Healing Force, the songs of Albert Eiler. Vinnie Golia was a painter, not a musician, when he first heard Albert Eiler in Greenwich Village in the late 1960s. He, too, says Eiler's music has the energy of punk and gospel.
That just sweeps over you, that energy. You don't care if they're playing two chords or what. You know, it's just the energy and the commitment to playing that way.
Albert Eiler's ferocity and commitment do not make for easy listening, but Vinnie Golia says a little effort can open your ears.
That music can lift you up, but there's a point where you become fatigued. And if you can break through that little wall, your listening opens up into this other level, and it really becomes quite astounding. You start to hear the logic, just the intent of how the person is playing. And so that lifts you to this other place, which I find is, man, you know, I mean, it's quite exhilarating, you know, and you want to stay there, not only as a player, but as a listener.
Oh, let it come in. Oh, let it come in.
For most of his career, Albert Eiler was shunned, ridiculed, or ignored. Yet by the time of this 1964 interview, he'd become certain about what he was doing.
The music that we're playing now is just a different kind of blues. It's the real blues. It's the new blues. And the people must listen to this music because they'll be hearing it all the time. Because if it's not me, it'll be someone else that's playing it. Because this is the only way that's left for the musicians to play. All the other ways have been explored.
Eiler's ambitions may be a little closer to realization, says filmmaker Casper Collin.
Maybe he did not really succeed in the way he wanted when he was living, but the interest in his music is much, much bigger today. I think there's a lot of people coming to this kind of music from more alternative rock music. It's not really a jazz thing, really, but I think that there's a lot more open-minded people today.
Collin's faith echoes Eiler's own.
One day, everything will be as it should be.
Until then, the film My Name is Albert Eiler is showing at art houses across the country, tribute projects proliferate, and Eiler's own recordings have been reissued. For NPR News, I'm Howard Mandel in New York.
And you can hear full songs from Albert Eiler and more in the music section of our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.